Hey, brother. Wake up.
Wakey, wakey.
It's your birthday, you idiot. I'm so excited. I've been waiting for this day for so long. Come on, you can't waste any more of this glorious day sleeping. Why? Because I've known what I want to give you as a present for ages. And now I can finally give it to you. It's behind me. Are you ready? Ta-da! That's right. It's my butthole. Today's the day you get to have anal sex with your big sis. Woohoo! Relax. It's just a butthole. I just showered, so I know it can't look that gross. Oh, come on, little bro. You can act all shocked if you want, but think about it. Is this really all that surprising? You know I don't beat around the bush, and I know you're not the most social guy, but you must have heard things about me, right? I do have quite the reputation. You must have heard the names everyone calls me, right? The town bicycle? The insatiable slut? But fuck Belinda? The virginity slayer? Men's last chance? They call me those last ones because the saying goes that if Belinda won't fuck you, nobody will. As long as you're legal, the banker's daughter's accommodating asshole is your best bet at losing your V-card. This is what happens when a poor girl grows up without a father and with a mother who's always too busy at work, no sensible role models, and too much time on her hands. Blah, blah, blah. You must have heard it all before, right? Oh, don't be such a prude. You can watch my lips move as I talk any other day of the year. Today, you should only be interested in this cute little hole. Look, it's winking at you. Hello, how are you doing today? Can I gobble up your cock? Look, can't we just skip the bit where we go back and forth over how incest is bad? You're a virgin and so inexperienced and you won't be able to satisfy me. But I don't care because it's your birthday and we don't have forever because, well, tomorrow I go back to uni. Yada, yada, yada. Bish, bash, bosh. Ravioli, ravioli. Then you stick it in my assoli. Come on. I'm hungry for little bro's cock already. Don't make me beg. I'll do it. I'll beg you like this, and it'll be really, really cringy and awkward. That's right. And you know, I always get my way. And don't pretend you don't want to lose your virginity. This train's destination is anal sex only. My vagina is a temple, and it's important for a girl to stay pure until she falls in love. But if you need some encouragement before you rail my ass, oh, I'm happy to use my other hole. Come here, little brother. Let your big sis taste you. Gotcha! Come on, little guy. Let's see how much you can grow. This is so wrong, isn't it? You have to ask yourself, why does it feel so good? Go on. Tell me to stop then. I didn't think so. You're mine, little bro. Or should I say, not so little bro? Well, isn't this a pleasant surprise? Mm. You know, I hardly ever see one this big on a teenager. Oh, it's glorious. It's so rock hard. Okay, little bro, I can't wait any longer. I really need to feel this thing inside me. Just lie still, okay? Big Sis is gonna take you right to anal heaven. Oh, God. Oh, shit. Oh, yes. How does that feel? A little bit different from your hand, isn't it? I'll take that as a yes. Oh, God. Yes, your fat cock is filling my ass up to the brim. It'll grind into me just like that. Oh, your sister's ass is yours to fuck. Go on, tear it up. Make me pay for convincing you to do something so dirty and wrong. Teach your slutty, perverted big sister a lesson she won't soon forget. You think I can't take it, huh? I'm buttfuck Belinda, motherfucker. The most depraved, insatiable slut in town. I'll ass fuck anyone once, even my little brother. Would you like me to fuck you more than once? Well, then you better convince me, hadn't you? That's it. Convince my ass. Convince my ass. Convince my fucking ass. Look at me. Are you getting close? Look at me. Look into my eyes. I want you to remember this feeling, okay? I want you to pay attention real hard and make sure you remember how fucking incredible it feels to unload your balls into your sister's asshole, okay? Do it. Come in my ass. Look at me. Don't you dare close your eyes. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I can feel it. You're mine. You hear me? You are mine. Say it. Okay, as you come down, you're gonna start feeling a little bit guilty about what just happened. That's completely normal, okay? But look at me. Look at me. I need you to focus on just how good that felt. So don't freak out on me, okay? Look into my eyes, right here. Okay, look, I'm still here. Right here, I'm your sister, and I'm not going anywhere, okay? It's okay. I know, it's okay, shh. I know. Close your eyes now. Just let yourself relax a bit. That's it. Good. Okay, now I'm gonna stand up, but I'm not leaving you alone, okay? Okay. I'm cleaning you off with my mouth. No, it's okay. I want to. I told you, I'm the most depraved girl in town. Slurping the taste of my ass off a man's cock is pretty much just an average Tuesday morning for me. Okay, just think of it as me cleaning away your sin. I'm taking responsibility for what just happened. Away from you and into me. Mm-hmm. That's it. Just relax. Relax, let me take care of you. That's it. Relax and think about how good it felt. How good it felt to be in my house. And how great it would be to do it again sometime. What's this? Oh, nothing. It's just a chastity cage. It's no use doing that. It's locked on behind your balls. You won't be able to get it off without the key. Calm down, calm down. I'll go get you the key if you really want. But don't you want to hear me out first? Look, wasn't what just happened, like, the best experience of your life so far? Think about it. Yeah, that's what I thought. So here's the deal. I'm claiming ownership of your cock. I'll gladly make you feel amazing whenever I can, with my hands, my mouth, and my ass. I'll even clean you off with my mouth afterwards, every single time. I'll keep your cum in my ass for as long as humanly possible. And then I'll wear it in my panties for the rest of the day, just wandering around with a constant sticky reminder of your precious cock against my cheeks. I'll be your personal anal-only cum dump. But I want all of your cum. You have to agree to never come when I'm not around. And that's what the cage is for, to keep you under control while I'm not around. Yes, I know I'm off to uni tomorrow and you're off to college, but just think about how amazing it'll feel when we finally see each other again and you'll get to feel my warm lips and my soft, tight ass around your cock again. Well, how about this? Let's just start off gradually. Let's both come back home next weekend and after a couple of days of fun, then you decide if you think it's worth it to keep on going. Deal? I can't wait already. So, happy birthday, little brother. Let's go downstairs and have breakfast, and then you can open your presents from your dad and my mom. Try not to get too turned on thinking about your cum oozing out of my ass into my panties every time you look at me.